This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Prentice Evans is the head of Condemned USA, doing a splendid job exposing the Gulag Archipelago of the Accepted America. He spent 21 days in jail. Set up as well, so he's got skin in the game. Condemned USA on Twitter, condemnedusa.com. Norm Pattis, Owen's lawyer and Joe Biggs' lawyer, just got a call from the prison. Owen's disappeared for weeks in solitary confinement. We should have an update. We have another great individual coming here about victimology and how to transcend it. Mark England coming up. And if we get him on late, we'll push into the next hour with the other guests, and I'll host part of the fourth hour. So everything's going to be on time here. But we're waiting for Norm to give us info. Trentis, you got cut off there. What else should we impart to people? But you see the heat we're putting on them with Congress and Matt Gaetz saying, where's Owen Schroyer? Why can't he talk to his lawyer? Why is he in solitary confinement? And then now, 48 hours later, now the prison's finally calling his lawyer. It shows the heat's having an effect. Now, if they can get Owen Schroyer and get Joe Biggs, they can get us all.
Alex, you know, it's your shows, it's people like you that have kept this thing, at the ball in the air. The ball has to stay in the air. We have to keep the eye on the target. We have to keep the American public aware of what's happening here. They have to know what's happening, because if they can sweep it under the rug, if they can push it behind the curtain, people like you are not exposing this, it will only get worse than it is. So think about how bad it is, and they know that we're watching. So Dominic Pozzola, let me paint a quick picture of Dominic Pozzola, one of the other Proud Boys involved here. Dominic Pozzola, after his diesel therapy with dozens of places, locations from while he was on pretrial, after sentencing, goes back to D.C., then goes to Philly, gets off a plane from Philly at KC, Oklahoma City facility, and is told that he's a domestic terrorist. Instantly cast into the hole, 14 days in the hole, not allowed to communicate with his wife or his daughters or his mother or especially his attorney. What if you need to talk to your attorney? Not allowed. This is insanity in America. Then he's told that he's allowed to make one phone call to his one person, contacts his wife, and then he's told 30 more days until he can communicate again. Another phone call, 15 minutes, 30 days from then. Then he's sent to Bettner, North Carolina. This place is a joke of a facility.
And let's be clear again, it's all the same. They are setting the precedent and saying, this is for all of us. Continue.
Yeah. So Bettner, North Carolina, the kitchen facility has literally caved in the roof. There's no hot water in the facility. They're not getting their three hots and hot as it's told in prison. They're getting two sandwiches a day and a piece of fruit. That's the deal. That's what's happening. The sandwiches are coming to them expired with hardened peanut butter, nasty rancid bread. This has happened. We've been reporting on this since the very beginning, since the very first sentencing. Some of the people that we saw come through Chutkin's court near 2 years ago. Additionally, I want you to understand they've been denied medical treatment. This is Bureau of Prisons approved prescribed medications for Dominic Pozzola, also a Marine, United States veteran, who has now been denied medical treatment and been denied his prescribed medications that were approved by the Bureau of Prisons. Again, Alex, these stories go on and on. And that's why I keep saying there's a heartbreak here that should resonate with the American people. And if you can't recognize how horrible this is and what the effort
needs
to be.
No, I totally agree. But they admit on MSNBC, this is what for all of us. And again, the worst thing is the box handcuffs and the de-sling. When you're on a truck 18, 16 hours a day, and they don't take these off, this is illegal. This is torture.
Yeah, so absolutely. Listen, if this were happening to people in Gitmo, and I got to remind the American people something, Alex, and I think you'll appreciate this. When we signed on for the Patriot Act, we were a nation in mourning. We were a nation paying pain. We witnessed after 9/11 with the terror attacks that happened and brought down the Twin Towers. There was people in this country that went, hell, I don't care if they waterboard some person from whatever country in Gitmo. Right. And we abandoned two important things. We abandoned our Constitution and we abandoned our Christian guiding principles in this nation. And that's how we got here today, because it was only a matter of time until they turned it on someone. And the sad reality is this left community out here that's chattering for this is looking at this as a, hey, great, they're getting those MAGA people off the streets that I hate, those freedom of speech 2A kind of people. though they don't realize it's only a matter of time until it comes for them, right?
This is pure intimidation for the election. Trentis Evans, Norm is off the phone with the president. He has an Owen update after weeks of no contact. We'll come back. Norm will finish up. You'll finish up. Then we're going to air a little promo while we get Mark England in here to talk about the big picture and how we transcend this. Stay with us.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, an incredible individual. Mark England's going to be in studio with us. We'll push it into the next hour. The next big, huge host will be joining us as well. We'll push that into the fourth hour so nobody's getting robbed of their time here today. The Maria Z, they're doing internet power outages, everything in Australia, New Zealand. She's going to be joining me in the last 45 minutes. Of the fourth hour, then Owen will be back hosting the third hour. Sorry, he's in federal prison, the judge said, for questioning the election in the sentencing document. We haven't heard from him in weeks. Solitary confinement, we confirm from sources. We'll leave it at that. Finally, Norm, while we're on air, gets a call from his client, Owen Schroyer, in Louisiana. Give us an update on what happened.
It wasn't actually from Owen, but it was from the prison itself, and it was the executive. I've been trying to get answers from him by email. They wanted to confirm that I was, in fact, his lawyer and asked for information, including bar registration numbers. And I said, I'd like a legal call. Can I get one? Yes, when can you do so? I said, today would be great. Tomorrow would be okay. Well, we're on legal holiday today and tomorrow, so we've got a legal call arranged for Tuesday. I said, people from around the country are asking about his whereabouts, even members of Congress. What do I tell him? Is he all right? He's in our custody. He's fine. That's all I know.
All right. I want to get updates from you as this unfolds and from Trentis Evans, Condemn USA investigator, Condemn USA, condemnusa.com. Thank you both, gentlemen. And again, this is a beta test for all of us. So we are all Owen Schroyer. We are all Joe Biggs. We are all the Oath Keepers and, of course, the totally innocent Stuart Rhodes. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Thank you, brother. Oh, don't worry. They're trying to indict me. We're all this together. And I know I gave Bannon once your numbers. I gave them to him. I guess I had the liberty to do that. And Jack Posobiec, all of them are all over this. So, and they're talking right to the president. And so we'll leave it at that. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Alex. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. And I mean the real president. All right. They bit off more than they can chew on this. Okay, we're going to air a couple promos here while I bring in the next guest. We'll talk about solutions here straight ahead on this live November 9th, Thursday transmission, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Please get my book, The Great Awakening. Please support InfoWarsStore.com. We have great products. Ultra 12 is back in stock. Without your funding, we cannot operate. Your word of mouth is king to override the censors. The world's waking up. We're in the thick of the battle right now. So please pray for Great Awakening. Please support the broadcast. We'll be right back.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think just let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for that.
Damn it! Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and depression. And where once you have the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? There are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic, you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
When castles towered over vast landscapes and knights championed honor and valor, there came an unforeseen darkness. Amidst this impending doom stood a knight called Alex Jones, a brave and outspoken herald known as the Truthsayer. Sir Alex Jones was not alone. In his most desperate hour in the battle against evil, a radiant light descended from the heavens. God, in all his glory and his legion of angels, stood by Alex's side. The battle raged on, but with every blow, Alex Jones' conviction grew stronger. With every truth he proclaimed, the demonic forces faltered. When the enemy was vanquished, Alex Jones swore a solemn oath that should the realm need him again, he would return. And now it's Alex Jones, leading a full frontal assault on the satanic New World Order. Tune in at InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, now we're going to talk about solutions. People ask how I battle tyranny and don't stop, because I see all the victories we have when I don't stop, and I take every attack as an opportunity. Instead of saying, I'm a victim, I'm a loser. And Mark England's a top self-help coach and does a great job. Has a lot of friends of mine that we share. Got a chance to meet him and hang out with him this week. And you know, also talk to him more. I've watched a lot of his work. Mark England. And you can go to enlifted.me and more. He is a co-founder and head coaching of Enlifted. He's been researching, presenting, and coaching on the power of words and stories the past 16 years. Mark holds a master's degree in education and was a elementary school PE teacher before getting into personal development. And he's with us now in studio to talk about transcending the victim mentality. Great to have you here, buddy.
Great to be here, Alex. May I begin with some gifts, sir?
Oh, sure. Okay.
How many times have you had to take a guess? Have you said that you are InfoWars is the tip of the spear in the InfoWar?
Not me, but the whole show, what we do is the tip of the spear. The enemy sees it as that, yes.
Yeah. This is a gift.
Well, thank you.
It's beautiful. Not an arrowhead. That is a spearhead.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Where'd this come from?
It's from Missouri. That's cool. It's from Missouri. It's either Chickasaw or Osage Indian. And it's not an arrowhead. It is a spearhead.
I love it. Well, thank you, sir. It's beautiful.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We'll take it out here on air. So, wow, we're in quite a situation right now.
Yeah, man.
Here's the spearhead right here. I appreciate that. How would you describe this current time we're in right now?
Stressful. Yeah, stressful. People are jammed in an upregulated stress state for a variety of reasons on a variety of levels. And the thing that we do, so thank you for that bio, and thank you for having me here.
Oh, thanks for coming.
Yeah, my pleasure. The thing that we specialize in is educating people about the power of their words and stories, how their language, and when I say language, we'll talk about that a lot, how our language influences our language, our internal dialogue and our external dialogue, what we think, what we say, what we write. And the long short of it is that most people's language is working against them. And we are running individual and collective chronic victim mentalities. Is it a good time to share the definition of the victim mentality?
Absolutely.
Okay, most people have never heard the definition of the victim mentality, much less written it down. And Alex was right. I am a teacher to the core.
And it's the main enemy, because I always hear this. I see it organically. When you think you're losing and you're a victim, you respond like that. They've got you. They want us demoralized. No, we are overcomers.
Oh, 1,000%. If you want to get all Yuri Bezmenov about it, so it's everybody's heard divide and conquer. It's actually confuse and conquer. Confuse, divide, and conquer. And then, shout out to Yuri, confuse, demoralize, then divide, then conquer. So the numbers are 30, 50, 80, everybody. 30, 50, 80. If you've got a pen and a piece of paper, grab it and write those numbers down. We remember 30% of what we hear, 50% of what we write, 80% of what we turn around, teach, share, or explain. Most people,
that's right. When we give, when we share, that's what we do in giving makes us richer.
1,000%. And the listeners, we are participating in this info war. We're participating in the whole thing more so than most people would understand. And it comes down to education.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Response, breath gets trapped in the chest, and it's called amygdala hijack. Look it up. Breath gets trapped in the chest. You get fixated on the problem. Your listening skills tank.
And that's why they try to keep us in a fear state.
That's
and
exactly
to use a fear state to begin at that, I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy around, but I've taken out 300-pound guys when I was younger. We started fights. Dallas is rough. But I remember when I said I was being attacked, I said, I'm going to win, and I'm turning it loose. That was an order to the brain. So that's even in a stress response, you can say, I'm victorious in this, and that's when you are. And I mean, and if you actually commit, if you've got, you're not, and you're in okay shape, your body doesn't give out, you're going to win. Because they're the attacker, you know, they're doing it for some other reason. They don't know what they're going into. But just from a primitive level, when you say, I'm gonna crush this person, it happens. But it has to be real. I'm ordering myself to destroy you. And I'm saying that from a negative base. Imagine with a positive thing what you can do.
1,000%. When you're conscious of your words, architected, focused, and you say them with strength and intent and solidity. So we're going to talk about soft talk. I come bearing solutions, everyone. We're going to talk about soft talk today. You know, when you take these words out of your language, and I promise you they're in there, thinks and maybes and guesses, I guess I should probably get some InfoWars supplements. Take out the guess and the maybe. I'm getting some InfoWars supplements.
Action.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a difference, everybody. Our words matter, and guess what? Your story, your identity, majorly matters to how you feel about yourself.
Words like one day, should, almost like, possibly, might, could, maybe. Yoda says, don't try, do.
This is how you keep yourself on the couch, and this is how you get your ass run over by nefarious forces.
Luke Skywalker says, I'm going to try. He says, no, don't try, do.
Exactly. This has been, it's in the culture. It's been baked into the culture. Both of and you know what? When we slow down the story, this is part of the solution. The faster the story goes, the harder it is to change. And since we're talking about it, you know what y'all's mindset is? We have a definition of mindset here at Enlifted. We've done a very good job of simplifying the conversation about mindset and gamifying it. And if you want to ask Google, you'll get 17 definitions of mindset on the first page alone. The Enlifted definition of mindset is it's the story that you tell yourself.
Well, that's right, because, I mean, there's always going to be negative things to deal with, but if it's like lifting weights, you don't see it as a bad thing. It's just a good thing. You get stronger. You never do it. You end up dying from being sedentary. And so some people have all these great things happening, and they still look at the negative. Oh, this happened, that happened. No, just those are things you overcome or even just push to the side. Focus on the positive.
Exactly, and when you know how to use your words to stay focused on the positive and keep the drama down and breathe well. Emotional gas tank, you know this better than anybody. You've been doing this 16 years, man. You're a G.
You're more than 16.
Yeah. Excuse me, you're 26. I'm 16. You've been doing this a long time. How important is the emotional gas tank when it comes to having a long-term goal and getting things across the finish line?
I've found,
dude, it's a big deal.
If you get caught in one negative thought or one thing makes you mad, and which happens to me all the time, I'm not perfect, then it projects the whole day. And I've got to learn to, like, even bad news, I'll say, well, that's good news, because whatever, and then it just moves on. It doesn't program me for the day. So if I never get negative and never, you know, get pissed off, I can go 15 at 20 hours. But if I get pissed off early in the morning, the day's over.
1,000%. And that's for you. That's for me. It's called a thought train for a reason. You know, like you said, one negative thought shows up and we attach to it and the breath gets trapped in the chest. What do you think the next thought is going to be? It's going to be something of a similar nature. Very rarely does somebody think, man, I can never get ahead. And then the next thought after that is, wow, I've got such great friends. It doesn't work like that. It's a thought train wreck, actually. And most people are not paying attention to their words. They're not paying attention.
And everything the corporate media does is to make us as depressed as possible.
1,000%, because when you're in that upregulated
state, you're not going to be a contender in the world. You're not going to be part of decision making. Exactly. They want you negative out of the decision making process.
1,000%.
Keep going.
I got a stop sign for you.
Now tell us the story. First, let's do abracadabra.
Oh, okay, good. Perfect. So when I say abracadabra, Alex, and I know we talked about this at dinner, and you've watched some.
Now, before we do this, pull up Looney Tunes, abracadabra, hocus pocus. It's when Bugs Bunny's fighting the vampire, but then he knows the magic word. He keeps, like, crushing it. Try to find that clip, Bugs Bunny, abracadabra. It'll come up. Sorry, go ahead.
All good. When I say, folks, when I say abracadabra, what do you all immediately think of? Say it, even though I can't hear you. Say it out loud. Magic, right? Some of them went to Steve Miller Band. Somebody else goes to Steve Miller Band. I'm going to reach out and grab you. When I say abracadabra, people think magic. And guess what? It's way cooler than that. You can look this up. Abracadabra is Aramaic. And it translates to with my word I create or with my words I influence. And the teachers of the day, they knew the power of their thinking, their speaking, and their writing.
Well, the Egyptians before that, the translation is, so let it be written, so let it be done.
Exactly. Same thing.
That's abracadabra.
Yeah.
So that's the movie Ten Commandments, also the Bible. So they would write it. They said, well, that meant it was real. So let it be written. So let it be done.
Yeah. And
so let it be spoken. So let it be done.
That's, yes.
People 150 years ago said we're going to make airplanes and spaceships, and they're going to land vertically on the moon. It's done now. Abracadabra.
Abracadabra. So it is spoken, so it shall be. So it is written, so it shall be. Those are all the same thing under the same umbrella of, hey, your words are powerfully influencing you for better and for worse. Most people's language is working against them, Alex. These are things they didn't learn. Did anybody?
That's why I think more and more I shouldn't respond to the enemy stuff, which is my failure. I should do it 20% of the time instead of 80%. Instead, our own words, our own ideas. That's what my new book's about, The Great Awakening, part two of The Great Reset. Is instead of attacking them and saying they're wrong, which we should do some, we need to focus on what we're building.
1,000%. I've got definition of a spell, word or a combination of words of great influence. I've got 9 spells plus breath that we'll read on here.
And by the way,
and this is pointing us in the right
direction.
This
is not magic. This is archetypes. When you read the WikiLeaks, the left is all doing Luciferian spells, which is their intention, their words for evil. But the Bible says what two people agree upon on earth will be made in heaven.
1,000%. If churches, if you got...
Remember, we're eliminating, we're not the Illuminati. They're the counterfeit.
Rudolf Steiner said it. Any force that seeks to constrict or control is by definition Luciferian. And when am I ever going to get the credit that I deserve? That is a combination of words that negatively influences me. Big picture, scary stuff.
Yeah, you're never going to get the credit.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Look, it's usually even, they're super successful, but they're still pissed. They can be in charge of a country. They feel like they've been screwed.
That's because they hate themselves. That's because their victim mentality has been internalized so deeply that they're now projecting their internal...
Well, everybody told me to read Rudolf Steiner. I'd never read him until 2 years ago.
It was wild.
People said, you're saying everything Rudolf Steiner said. I literally had dreams and visions of what his books say. Then I read, like, wow, this is pretty much what I'm saying, a different interpretation.
Yeah. And churches, if you get a very rare, I've been to church. Very rarely do people write down their prayers, and very rarely does a group of people have the same set of prayers that they're using every Sunday.
And there's power in it. That's what they did during the lockdowns. Wanted churches to stop
majorly. And then if you took, because you're not taking or investing. You're investing your time. We're going to do this in a second. You're going to see it. To get the word, get the breath in between each sentence, each prayer, each spell, then it goes from this mental exercise thing where I would really like to feel more of this, to it brings it into the isness. The rest of the body comes in online, and it's energized and magnetized.
Because God said, and we're made in the image of God. We're creators.
We are incredible creators, and we can create the problem, we can create the solution, and all the other things in between. And most people are. We're part of this thing. That's the scary
thing. And that's why they want us victims, so we don't think we're part of it. Because even if you want to sit in the bleachers, you're on the field.
Most people's language is tricking them into being innocent bystanders in their life. That is existentially terrifying. They will be in an chronic upregulated state. Their breath will be trapped. And then the news comes along with the next thing to sign up for.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're talking about stuff the brain programmers, the soul programmers, don't want you to know. They're obsessed with it. They use it for the dark side. We're talking about the power of using your will.
Public from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Talking about abracadabra, here's little Bugs Bunny for you.
La da dee dee da da la da 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 abracadabra. Another one, they ought to see this place. La da dee dee da da la da 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 hocus pocus.
It's Marina Abramovich.
I am a vampire.
Oh, yeah? Well, abracadabra, I'm an umpire.
Hocus pocus, I'm a bat.
Okay, I'm a bat too. Abracadabra.
You wouldn't hit the bat with glasses on, would you? Hocus pocus, now I crush you.
Abracadabra. Abracadabra. Abracadabra.
Our guest, lifted.me, continuing here with the will, the mind, the direction you want to go. Well, the Bible says what two of us agree upon earth done in heaven, and what one person agrees on is a connection to God. They want us to just think we're victims. How did you wake up to this and just continue on here?
I thought I was a tough guy in high school. I wrestled, got into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in the late 90s, started fighting MMA, kickboxing, did okay on the regional scene, and I was like, I'm going to move to Thailand for a year, which turned into 10, which still sounds a little bit strange to say I was over there for a decade. And so 6 months after I move over there, it was a big deal. I had three going-away parties. I only had my passport for 2 years and move over there. And 6 months in, I'm having my second knee surgery, and darkness descends. And I use that fail, or what I thought was a fail at the time, as it was the final piece of damning evidence in a case that I was secretly making against myself, Alex, that I was a loser and I was somehow doomed to fail. And there was something terribly wrong with me. And I turned myself into a grown-ass man baby, as a technical term. And I didn't laugh for an entire year. And it was the first time I was talking about this on the Luke Story podcast yesterday. It was the first time I had ever... I remember wisdom showing up in my life. I was 27, and I looked down the path, and I was like, are you going to be complaining about this flash-in-the-pan fight career when you're 55? Is that what you're going to do? And I saw that version of me.
Yeah, it's like guys all they talk about was their college football career.
Dude, that's not fun. That doesn't age well. It aged terribly. And I saw that version of me, Alex, and I was like, I'll take anything but that, man. And at the time, I was living in Bangkok, and I went down to a cleansing fasting resort where you pay them to not eat. It's a great business model. And one night when I was down there, there was a guy named Barry Musgrave who was doing a workshop on emotional detoxification. And I saw him turn a woman's it was an embarrassing breakup for sure. And the spell that held the whole thing together, everybody, the word or combination of words that
the mind control,
exactly, self-induced, self-inflicted. Okay, was he did that to me, and he had her repeat that sentence. He did that to me. He did that to me. So she's looking at that one sentence. No need to go anywhere else. And he had, so everyone else is looking at it too. And then he said that last word. Take out that last word, that me, and put in himself. And it was such a radical departure from the story that she'd been telling herself every single day for 4.5 years.
Yeah, she's not what he did to her. That's him.
Exactly.
Well, what they do to us is doesn't define us.
Exactly. It's what defines them. And he broke that spell with one word, and it was such.
Well, that's what I told the judges in these show trials. I said, "You're convicted. You may think you're getting me now. You're convicting yourself in front of the world," which they have.
1,000%.
People are like, "Oh, he's so confident." No, they were. No, you're not defeating me. You're defeating yourself.
That
wasn't even, I'm defeating you. You're defeating yourself. You're dishonorable.
That's the nature of the victim mentality. It will self-implode eventually. And, you know, if we get our way, I would prefer Star Trek over the Borg, which I'm very happy to go into the difference between.
Go ahead.
And so she took out the me and put in himself. And it was, she was addicted. She was so addicted to telling herself the woe is me story and then blaming all men because of it. Hadn't been in a relationship for 4.5 years after that. It was a clunky delivery. This is exactly how she said it. She goes, he did that to himself, and it goes up at the end. It's called up talk. And then the breath unlocks. That's a major talking point for us. She goes, he did do that to himself. And then she starts talking about all the worst things that happened to him. And then she finally goes, that was never going to work out anyway. That guy was actually really weird. And I was like, that right there, that was one of the coolest things I'd ever seen ever. And I had,
she was freeing herself.
That's exactly right. And that is, this is the eternal inside job, is us dismantling pre-existing victim mentalities.
And that's how they trick us. And through Christ we overcome. We'll skip this break coming up. I'm not perfect, but I learned very early on, as soon as I got rejected, or as soon as I got my ass kicked, or as soon as things, I had this thing, I got to do it more. I got to defeat it. And I look back now, all the trauma is what made me even stronger. The Nietzschean thing. It's like I'm like too easy now. There's not enough trauma. I'm not a masochist, but it's like you get stronger when you decide to get stronger.
Exactly. It's when you lean in, and most people are not leaning in. They're trying to get away from it, or even worse, it's being coddled. A lot of people are. In a lot of ways, it's the victim Olympics out there. Who's got the worst story? Whoever's got the most downtrodden story, they're winning. They're winning.
And everybody the more your quote group's been abused, the more valuable you are, but you really aren't being given value. You're being chained to the system and the social credit score when they do that.
Exactly. And then that's where you're getting your attention. So now you've got a group of people that are drama and trauma bonding together. And
they can be led by the head conductor, who's their political controller.
1,000%. How much has the victim mentality been the tip of their spear for color revolutions? Did Hitler do that? Did Mao do that?
Absolutely.
It's and that is where a tremendous part of our power lies.
Explain though. It doesn't mean we don't oppose them. We're victorious.
We are victorious, and we're also in a process of telling ourselves a better story about ourselves, as in no one's coming to save you from your own victim mentality. That is yours and yours alone to do. And Tony Robbins says it, if you're not willing to take control over your mindset, there are multi-billion-dollar industries that are going to do that for you. And the underlying victim mentality is the thing that these control freak weirdo nerds hook into and then shape the direction of the masses. And the good news is that we know what to do about that.
Wow. So you've got an exercise here. What is it?
Yep. You want to do it?
Breathing.
Okay. So the moral of the story is, the faster the story goes, folks, the harder it is to change. So you've talked to somebody who's been in a very stress-related, upregulated state. They're talking a mile a minute. Their breath is trapped in their chest. It's like talking to a brick what?
Wall.
Wall. Can't get a word in what?
Head-wise.
So the faster someone's story goes, and I'm talking to myself and you and everybody, the harder it is to change. So one of the things that
slow it down.
We'll do, yes, is slow it down. And look at the words. The fastest way to slow it down is to get it on paper. Get the words on paper, whether it's where you want to go in your life or the scary stuff that happened back then that's still around.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
And turning it back in on them. I'm driving in Richmond, Virginia, and somebody's got a "Not Today Patriarchy" sticker on their car, and I was like, huh, "Not Today Victim Mentality." That sounds pretty cool. And then I started thinking about what that would look like, and then I saw it. This is before the stop sign showed up. Something cool and spooky is happening here, folks. And then that's me.
Red shot right here. Not Today, Victim Mentality.
Yeah, people are already putting these around. You're going to start to see more and more of these around. Interesting places. So, yeah, I live 10 minutes outside of a one-stoplight town in the middle of Virginia. And for 4 years, so I've been listening to you for 15 years, buddy. Thanks for having me on. This is an honor. And so I put those stickers on that stop sign at the end of my road about 4 years ago, and it made me smile every time I drove out. And then one day about 6 months ago, somebody had decided to shoot it up and run it over. And I thought, that's interesting. So I may or may not have.
So those stickers, Infowars.com, Alex Jones was right, and I'm so upset they attacked it.
Hell yeah, they did. I may or may not have drank a six-pack of Guinness and gone to the end of the road and yanked it out of the ground and threw it in the back of the truck and then took it back, and our neighbor helped me saw the thing off, and I said...
And now it's like a Roman standard.
Dude, I said to myself, this is before I knew Naomi, this is before the premiere of The Great Awakening, this is before I had a way to meet you. I was like, I'm getting this thing in Alex Jones' hands. I'm getting it in his hands. And And I drove down to Virginia, and half the reason was because I'm not flying with that.
Thanks.
And now it's here. Sorry.
And now it's a new big promotion you're doing. That's beautiful. And the attack on the free speech, you didn't take it as a defeat. You turned it into now an image that millions are going to see.
Yeah.
And that's not being a victim. You take whatever the enemy does and you use it against them.
You go chop them. It's good.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Well, let's continue here educating people, because it's totally true that they want to get us down. They want to depress us. I've not been perfect about dealing with this, but I've just learned, you know, the biggest thing that gets to me is family stuff, people getting old, people dying. And you know, because the enemy thinks they attack me. It's nothing compared to personal stuff. That's all part of the process, and I've learned to be positive about it. But the enemy attacking me, that's a side issue compared to my personal relationships. That's where, you know, rubber meets the road. But it's all part of the larger process, and we've got to be strong. And being a man and being a woman is about the larger vision and having that internal clock that God gave you, that internal North Star that they can't change.
1,000%. And then also being a man, being a woman, and gifting the next generation with a better storytelling mechanism, also known as language. Our language is an inheritance, everybody.
And that's why they're attacking it.
1,000%.
They're attacking the culture, yes. The language.
1,000%. And it starts with awareness, educating yourself about what words force you to create the victim mentality, whether you like it or not, negations, projections, and soft talk. I can quickly go into those things. And then also learning what words to use more of, only if you want to stay focused on what's important and keep the drama down and build yourself up in your imagination and keep your, it's called self-image, and create feelings of confidence and competence, and then you
get let them build your self-image. Let God's program for you build it.
1,000%.
That's what I asked God. I said, what is your plan for me?
And look at us.
No.
Yeah. And then you gift those, that the way of using those words to your children. Oh, and by the way, you'll be breathing better. The better you use your words, the more clear. So the way the English language.
No, they now know when an egg meets a sperm, it, literally the attitude and the will of what the parents are thinking at the time is imprinted on it.
1,000%. It's called epigenetics. It's weird.
Yeah.
And look it up. And also, so the way the English language is used currently right now, we are under a Luciferian spell of separation, also existentially terrifying. And so it's externalized, it's vague, it's inflammatory, and the ordinary stuff, take all the government conspiracy stuff out of it, the ordinary stuff sounds like, my dad always talks to me like a child. If somebody says, my dad always talks to me like a child, what kind of picture are they going to make, Alex? They're going to make a picture of him doing something to them, or him not treating them the way that they want to be treated, and then the victim villain mental imagery. Or how about this? My driving teacher said when I got in the car. So that's projections. She needs to respect me more. He did that to me. When am I going to get the credit from them that I deserve?
You're giving them the power. It's an excuse.
Oh, 1,000%. And tanking myself in the process, and limiting my potential. That's projections, negations. My driving teacher said this when I got in the car 30 years ago. I'm still talking about it. Look where you want to go, because you're probably going to go there. I was working with this guy in a sales training environment, and he goes, I can't keep focusing on my past. And I said, okay, cool. If that's what you can't keep doing, what can you start doing? And he goes, focus on my future more, because he wasn't used to using those words. It's a little bit awkward learning better words, and you'll get yourself a speech embedderment. Shout out, Adam. And then he goes, yeah, I can. And then the breath starts to unlock, because when he said, I can't keep focusing on my past, he's looking in the past and not at the good stuff. And
think about how nasty the globalists are. They know all this and then try to inflict people to screw them up so they don't have to compete with them. I want to be with a bunch of winners. They're going to, like Kennedy said, it raises all ships.
2,000%. And I'm not an overly compassionate person. If anything, I've got somewhat of a mean streak. And it breaks my heart when children are hit with this. That's the worst.
Oh, they take the dreams away.
That's evil. I rarely use that word. And then I was like, okay, so if you can't keep focusing on your past, what can you start doing? Focus on my future more. I can focus on my future more. Yeah. And then because he was looking in the direction he wanted to go, We identified three things that he could do. Go to the Tuesday night meetups, read two books, and enroll in the mentorship program. And that dude, this is in 2014, he emailed me 9 months later and said, I did those three things, and I'm making money, and my life has changed, and I like myself now. Because guess what? It's real hard for somebody to like themselves when their breath is trapped in their chest. Telling themselves a victim-centric story, and there's a lot of flavors to it, okay? And their breath is trapped in their chest. And then you expect other people to like being around you. You don't like being around.
It doesn't mean the topography is perfect when you become positive. It means now you can navigate it. Before you're like a car with no wheels, now you're a four-wheel drive.
Exactly. You put the right gas in the right tank, and you hit the right address into Google Maps.
But don't the globalists get when they mess everybody up and destabilize things, that blows back on them? Like, they think they could just sabotage everybody and then rule over a bunch of losers. That's going to make them losers. They're not leaders.
Yeah,
a leader empowers people.
If you look at war and history, that's usually the last lesson people learn when it comes to those kinds of...
Well, that's right. The New World Order is doing desperate things right now.
Yeah, for sure. And
like, look at the old smart elites. They're like, libraries, empower humanity, empower, and we'll get an even better cream. No, they're like, suppress everyone.
Yeah, that's going to work.
Because we're the leaders. We're the globalists. You must be our slaves.
Yeah, and that's coming from a deeply internalized lack of...
You're not conforming to being our slave. We have to make everybody slaves.
Yeah, yeah. And if this thing keeps going in that direction, Buckminster Fuller, he said, is going to be a neck-and-neck race to the very end. And I like those words, and I'm using them. And we have... So here's the formula. Okay, Dr. Rocket Science over. Here's the formula. Humanity... plus the victim mentality, plus technology equals the Borg. That's where that goes. I'm doing it again. Humanity plus technology plus the victim mentality, this is our lane to change things, equals the Borg. And if you don't know what that is, look it up. It's not fun.
We have to decide to build a pro-human future.
Transhumanist.
And admit we're amazing, or we're going to be swallowed up by the transhumanist system, which is just a clean-up model to get rid of us.
1,000%. And so if you change one variable in that equation, humanity plus technology plus an architect mentality, that's what we call it when people...
We decide the direction of our development.
Yes.
Say it again, because we have never even talked about this, but we're on the same page.
Yep.
Say it again.
Humanity plus technology...
With us being the architect...
Yes.
...leads to Valhalla.
Yes. Yes, that leads to... That's where we retain our humanness, and people are still making babies the old-fashioned way... And dancing and getting a suntan and laughing. Look up the Borg. That's the worst. That's the worst.
Yeah, they hate our joy. That's what they say. We don't have will. We don't have free will. Yes, we do. They want robots. Don't be the robot. Don't conform. We got to go to break. Yep. I'm going to air a little short piece here that Greg Reese did on manipulating the Abrahamic religions.
Greg.
And then we're going to come back and do one more segment. You got to come back and do, we'll do like a 3-hour commercial-free special next time we come back.
Done.
Because I know all this stuff, and so nobody's perfect, folks, and I still get caught, especially when I get tired of it at work too long. Today I'm going to take, like, actually 8 hours. I did Russell Brand for 2 hours doing this show, doing multiple hours, another interview. I'll be here till 7 o'clock. I want to do it. But it'll be then when you – that's why most people should not work this much. So that's when I get weak and negative is when I get exhausted. So there's got to be a balance there too, you know.
Yeah. Can we call it Info Words?
Info Words?
Yeah, that special segment we're going to do.
Whatever you want to call it, man. It's good stuff.
Info Words.
Well, we got Mark Russian. I'm sorry, Mark Japanese, Mark Poland, Mark Mexican.
Macedonia, Alex.
That's right. Mark England's here. I was like, hey, it's Mark English. He goes, it's England. That's fun.
I let it go, though. I'm not
guess,
that
your
guy.
Ancestors were English?
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back. Hour number 3. And then we got another big special guest joining us. In T-minus 15 minutes, and then I'll be hosting into the 4th hour. Stay with us, with us, with us, with us, with us, with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.